Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of Jay and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. So listen, mama got to drop a dime on y'all. Y'all know I always come to y'all and I just got this amazing, you know, voice about me and everything. And it's still amazing. But I'm coming to y'all today and I need y'all to go ahead and pray for me because mama's sick. So listen, I got a story to tell like Biggie. I ain't going to tell y'all to go over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram and check out my clothing line I just dropped for all the ladies out there. And you know, Making Love in V's Kitchen, I put food out there too. And Just a Touch of J Fitness and the cannabis line. Y'all know everything I got going on. But I was sitting here and I'm not even breathing that well because I had an allergic reaction, y'all. And I'm talking about severe allergic reaction where my tongue swelled up, my mouth swelled up. I got big old circles of things all over my tongue, like sores and all in my mouth. And God's healing them, you know. But I said, I want to come on here and I want to ask y'all to just pray for me. Because I had an allergic reaction to some food that I ate. And I ain't really been sleeping. I was in the hospital. I'm out of the hospital now. But they're trying to get my reaction down. So I'm on medication and stuff. And it's coming down. But it was scary, y'all. I was so scared. And I was just sitting here thinking. I was like, I wonder if anybody else out there is scared. Anybody else out there going through something like this? Because people go through all type of stuff. It's a lot of K's of y'all out there listening to me. Like I said, I can't really breathe that well, but I can talk enough to come on here and give y'all just a little bit of wisdom and knowledge and just ask if anybody else is out there going through something. Because if you are, you know, some people might be out there. I got a girlfriend who's a cancer survivor right now, and she still has cancer, but she's trying to do what she has to do. And she had to get her mastectomy when they take off both your breasts and things like that, but she's still doing good and she's young and she's trying to look up and not keep her head down. I'm trying to do the same thing, and if anybody else is out there going through something, I want to encourage you and tell you that God is good. Like, he kept me. You know, y'all, the ambulance had to come to the house and they had to take me to the hospital, child. I was jacked up and I'm still jacked up, but not as jacked up as I was. I was scared, y'all. I'm talking about scared for my life. And the bad thing about it is I just keep having reactions after reactions. Okay. Because of what's going on. And, just a lot of different foods and stuff they're starting to see that I was allergic to. And it's just a trying time with your faith, you know. You just got to just know that God is going to be there for you. So if you're out there going through something, I'm out here with you. And God kept me. I could be dead and gone, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. This reaction was no joke. My children were scared. I was scared. And now I'm okay, though. But if y'all don't hear from me for a little bit, just understand I'm trying to get my life in order. And I love y'all out there. And just keep praying for me. And if you out there, you going through anything like that, your family, you know, because people, everybody's going through something. Like I said, I just want to encourage you. And to tell you, I know you out there being thorough and wise because God made us all that way. And you definitely out there being thorough and wise because you out here listening to me. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. My nose is stuffed up. Y'all hear it? I'm talking about jacked up, man. And I'm on so much medicine. I'm literally sitting in my chair in my room with my feet up. And I've been talking to my mom and everybody on the phone as much as I can because I've been nervous. You know, my anxiety has just been like crazy. But today has been one of the first days that I actually chilled. And I actually read my scripture, read my Bible, and did my devotions. And the reaction's been going on now for about a week almost. So, but it's subsiding, you know. And I'm thankful and I'm happy and I'm blessed to be alive and to be here. Because I'm trying to tell y'all, this right here, this one right here, this thing wasn't no good. This wasn't a good experience. And then when I went to the hospital, they told me that I had some low levels when they did some of my blood work. Child, and I'm okay. But, you know, they had to bring me back on up and give me stuff through the IV and just keep an eye on me and make sure I was okay. So, if, like I said, if anybody else is out there going through anything, I just wanted to come on here and let you know I'm with you. And I understand. And don't be afraid. You know, you have to understand that God doesn't give you the spirit of fear. Let me share my verses with y'all. I told y'all I write my scriptures on my mirror. And the only reason why I'm on here recording to y'all while I'm sick is because, I don't know, I was sitting here and God said, you know, share my testimony. So I got on my, I'm a little dizzy and stuff. But, I can make it in here. So I got on here Philippians 4:6. Y'all look that up. It says, don't be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Then I got Matthew 6:25 on here. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor your body. Then it says, what will you put on is not more important than life, not food or clothing. Then I got Isaiah 41:10 on here that says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you and I will hold you with my righteous hand. And then I have Psalms 56:3. When I am afraid, I will trust you. So let me go ahead and make it back on in here if I fall out. but I just wanted to share that with y'all. Just in case somebody's out there going through something. Because everybody's going through something. And nobody knows what anybody's going through. So that's a little encouragement. This is just a touch of Jay. You know, I put it all out there in pieces for you, baby. I don't want to hide nothing from y'all. I want y'all to know that sometimes you can have a bad reaction and be messed up. And be jacked up and be afraid for your life. And be like fighting for your life. Okay, I'm telling you, I'm lucky to be here. Okay, just keep me in prayer. As far as I have hypoglycemia, so I have low sugar. And my sugar hasn't been able to be sustained because I'm not holding down food and stuff. So that's not doing too good. But, you know, I'm being monitored and things like that. And I have my family praying for me and around me and everything. And like I said, if anybody else is out there going through anything, just know that don't be afraid because God got you. All right? God got you. Trust God. Pray. Believe. Don't quit. Don't give up. You know, no matter what it is, if you're going through something with yourself, with your parents or your siblings, your spouse, you know, friendships, relationships, whatever, just keep on trusting God. Just keep on praying. Keep on believing. No matter the situation, don't quit. Keep on fighting. All right. So this is just a touch of Jay. I just wanted to go ahead and, tell y'all that. How y'all want me to end this? You know how I do. Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? This is Justin Such a J. And I just wanted to put that out there in pieces for y'all. Also, I always tell y'all to don't let anybody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. And please don't let yourself feel like that. Okay, no matter what you got going on. Trust me, I'm just struggling to breathe. I'm struggling to get this reaction down. I can't believe I can actually talk today. And I've had several reactions today that haven't been good. So probably about 6. So think about that. But I really wanted to come on here and encourage y'all and tell you the next thing that I tell y'all. Shine on them, right? Live your best life. Do what it is that you do that you do. Shine bright like a diamond. You know how I tell you all that stuff. I tell y'all, I believe that. So keep on doing that. And the last thing I tell y'all is to spread love, man. Listen, tomorrow ain't promised. Y'all could have had just a touch of J. That last message could have been the last one. I almost got teary-eyed talking to y'all about that. Because y'all don't know. I was scared for my life. That was a really, 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 really hard thing to go through. And to have to be in the hospital. And you have to have your daughter call the ambulance. Because you going into shock because of something you had a reaction to. So spread love. Don't take it for granted, man. Call people up. Talk to them. Don't think that tomorrow's going to be here and that you got next week because you might not have next week. Okay? And maybe somebody just needed to hear that. You might have to call up somebody, you know, or talk to somebody or something like that. I don't know. But quick recap. I came on here. I ain't supposed to be on here talking. I'm supposed to be saving my little oxygen. So that way that y'all can, I can breathe. But I just was like, I don't know, I was sitting here and I said, I feel like somebody needs to hear it. You know, I went through a little traumatic moment where I could have lost my life. And I'm jacked up right now. And I came on here to ask y'all to pray for me. Also, to tell y'all too, thank you for all your love and support and for being there. And I told everybody on my Facebooks and my Instagrams to just keep me in prayer. And also thank you as far as everybody that's like really been hitting me up as far as my clothing is concerned. Like, you guys are doing like, oh my gosh, just thank you so much. Everybody that's really like inquiring about it and, you know, placing their orders and things like that. Like, I appreciate that, you know. Just a Touch of J's fit is dope. And I ain't going nowhere, y'all. I'm going to be here. I got work to do. I got God's work to do. And you do too. So I just want to encourage you. Thank you for believing in me. I believe in y'all. And this is Just a Touch of J. I'll be back, right? When I got something else to say. I love my babies. All right? Take care. Keep mama in prayer. And again, if you are going through anything, and I do mean anything, just remember trouble don't last always. All right? Just remember, God is good, and he'll definitely make sure that you're okay. Just like he made sure I was okay. All right? So, pray for my swelling to go down and my reactions. My face is still jacked up and my mouth and all that type of stuff. But I love y'all. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.